Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. I do apologise. This is our first Purple for 5 months. Welcome to Purple Comedy. If you've been sitting there pining for Purple, you know, you've been wondering why there's been no new Purples. Reason is, I've just got back from the Edinburgh Fringe where I performed my one-man play. Oh, it was brilliant. Had a great time. Got some really good reviews. Even got people in, you know. Audience always helps that. At one point, I came on the stage and I noticed a large pool of straw-coloured liquid. I decided someone probably spilt their pint of lager. At least I hope it was lager. Later in the show, I'll be reminiscing, I guess, and dedicating this show to an old friend of mine who I've tracked down, Chris Cook. And we'll also be visiting the comedy club at the Fringe, courtesy of Richard Pulsford, who we'll be hearing from later on. But first, I just want to say a little bit about the Fringe itself. If you've never been to the Fringe, you've got to go. Just once. Here's a little snatch of what it's like walking along the Royal Mile. It's so crowded with people giving out flyers for their shows, and people on stilts, ladies painted with all kinds of stuff, and blokes dressed as Dracula. It's just incredible. Here's a little snatch.
Racist jokes on tap.
Great.
Oh, I've got one of those.
Have you really?
Yeah. A penis, that is.
Oh, all right. I haven't got one of those.
Manga, comedy, Japanese comedy, manga, comedy,
This is the final performance today of Anthony Horowitz's new play, A Handbag, which is based on the importance of being earnest and asks interesting questions about young offenders and whether they should be rehabilitated into society.
Both great.
Thought-provoking and comic.
Thank you very much, that's
Thank
great.
You.
He didn't sell that show particularly well, did he? Not really, no. I think you'd rather spend half an hour screwing a cake stand to your head than going and watch that show. But I'm sure it was very good. I'm sure it really was. And I'm sure, you know, we learned that young offenders really should be rehabilitated rather than exterminated. A valid point to make. But one of the most amazing things at the Fringe, even if you're skint, you've got no money, you can go to the Fringe. It's finding somewhere to stay, it's really expensive, but if you can, I don't know, you can camp these days. You've got tents and you can sleep in gutters and don't go to bed at all, which is what some people do. But there's in recent years, what's happened is that the free Fringe has grown to enormous proportions. Now, it used to be that anything that was free at the Fringe was basically shite, but that's not the case anymore. Some very high quality acts turn up, and there's some really great little shows. And all you do at the end, if you think you've had a good time, you pop a few quid in a tin. And to be honest, it's actually a very simple way of putting on shows, because you always lose money at the Fringe. I'm considerably bankrupt right now, and part of that free Fringe is a little comedy show that was put on at the White Horse by our very good friend Richard Pulsford. So let's pop down to the White Horse on the Royal Mile and just have a little peek inside to see what's going on.
I developed obsessive compulsive disorder to try and get sex. It really didn't work. In the same way that I was playing Warhammer at the time, going, where's all the women? Why don't they want to play with my tiny little men that I'm moving around with all of these fat, sweaty looking fellows? Right, so, anyway, this is all new shit I came up with the other day, which isn't working. So, we should probably bring on the next act. He's the guy who organised the gig. You saw him earlier as the face that introduced me. It's Rich Pulsford. Please welcome to the stage.
Thank you, guys. Yes, I'm the one that's looking nervous at the back, wondering what the hell's happening, but fine. So, are you having a good Fringe?
Yeah.
You get to see all the shows?
Yeah.
Anyone seen the crap shows yet?
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right, then. So, a bit of heavy drinking going on already.
Yeah.
Keeping up the tradition. So you can come see shows later. Yeah, it's just the first one.
No,
done. It's a wedding.
Yeah,
who's getting? Not anyone here getting married.
No.
Very good. Very good. Some more drinking going on here. Going to see more shows later.
Yeah.
I mean, it's actually a good thing on lunchtime show because you only like one or two in, presumably. And I don't know if you like the midnight show after 12 pints, you'll be kind of throwing things at the stage, right? You'll be barracking everybody and all that sort of thing. So we've got a very young member of the audience here. So is it okay if I use a C word? Mediterranean! Big C there. I've actually got a 4-year-old child. If it was my 4-year-old introducing myself, it would be, "Hi, I'm Rich. I've got stripy underpants on." Which is not half as embarrassing as what he said on the train last week, which was, "Dad, I've got a sore willy." And even a week later, I still can't think of anything I could possibly say to make the situation better. He actually started school this week, and I was a lot more nervous than he was. Because I heard about a clash of heads in the playground, and I thought, well, if the head teachers can't sort things out in an amicable manner, what chance have the kids got? We were in the early learning centre last weekend, and this rather aggressive security guard accused him of trying to steal some Play-Doh. I said, "Look, do you want to make something of it?" Got three young kids, and it's a bit embarrassing because we're always taking them into A&E, and they kind of recognise us now. Yeah, and it's hard for me to juggle kids and work, you know. But until I can perfect the juggling, they're just going to keep getting injured. I was going to try some juggling this afternoon, but I haven't got the balls. It's actually really hard for young kids nowadays, isn't it, growing up in today's world? And I do my best for them, I read to them at night, but I've got this like book of nursery rhymes. It's all very old-fashioned. It doesn't make any sense to kids today, does it? So you've got to keep things updated. So, well, I'll give you a couple of examples, right? Okay, here's one. Mary had a little lamb. That's genetic engineering for you. Its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, she was filmed for Channel 4's new series, You Freak!
Well, here we are down at the Edinburgh Fringe in 2010, and I'm talking to Richard Pulsford. Hello, Richard.
Hi.
Hi there. Now, you've just done the last of your Fringe gigs, is that right?
That's right, yes. We've had a run of 15 shows at the White Horse as part of the Free Fringe.
And how's that been going then?
It's really well, yes. It's been tiring, but it's been very rewarding. We've had over 300 people through the door, done 15 shows, had over 40 comedians perform, done a different showcase every day. Every show has been different, but I would say that every show has actually been very exciting and really enjoyable just to run, and for the people coming along, I think they've all enjoyed it too.
Great, yeah, that's fine. I've been along to some of the shows, and they're a really nice little intimate venue, and it's gone really well, and we've had some good laughs at them, you know. And you as aside from what you do in the Fringe, you've got a comedy club that you run yourself, haven't you?
That's right. It's called Merthyr Forth Comedy. We're based in Burnt Island. It's myself and my friend Mark. So I kind of run the comedian side of things, and my friend Mark does all the PA and lighting. And between us, we organise monthly gigs in and around Burnt Island, which is a small town in Fife.
Yeah, yeah.
Just across from Edinburgh.
And so is it always in the same venue, or is it in different venues then?
At the moment, we're just trying different venues because we've got a bit of interest going from, it's usually pubs, and one or two people coming to me asking if we can run gigs in their pubs. So we're just trying different venues, different dates, days of the week, different times, things like that, until we get it just right and find the right combination, the right time of day and so on.
How long have you been running it for then?
Through 2010. So,
right.
Yeah, it's been going. It was quiet to start with, but we're starting to hit the right sort of groove now and getting big crowds in and getting some good vibes from the comedians as well, because the word's got round now. It's a good gig to do.
Well, that's really good.
And it just becomes a sort of snowball effect from there.
And so what were you hoping to achieve with the Fringe? Was that something sort of like a springboard for your club, really?
It just seemed like the next logical thing to do, to bring the comedy club to the Fringe, to advertise our club, just to showcase comedians who are more local, because there's not always that opportunity for local comedians
Oh, yeah, great.
To find spots in the Fringe. So it just seemed like a good combination for ourselves and for comedians and, of course, for the punters who come along.
Yeah, yeah. Well, 300 folk through the door can't be bad. And on 40 comedians, you said. That's really good.
Yeah.
So hopefully that'll be a good publicity and a good starter for your show and your comedy club. Well, I certainly enjoyed the shows that I did here, and we'll be hearing Richard on stage in just a few minutes. So thank Richard Pulsford. Thanks very much, and all the best with your Burnt Island Comedy Club.
Thank you, John.
What colour is it?
It's purple, sir.
Purple?
Yes, sir.
And it's comedy, you say?
Yes, sir.
Purple comedy?
Yes, sir.
Good God!
Now then, settle down. As you know, Richard's been volunteering with us for a couple of weeks now, and he's off now, so he'd just like to say a few words.
I'd just like to say what a privilege it has been working with you people over the last few weeks, and I wish you well. Bye-bye.
Just a minute. Haven't you got something else to say?
No.
You mean you're not the secret millionaire?
No.
Oh, fuck!
Now, you may know that I've always fancied me a bit of a John Peel of comedy, you know. And this is a little departure for Purple Comedy. We're actually going to have some music on. Now, we have had music on in the past, but to be honest, it's usually been funny songs about ladies' bits. And this is serious music. It's proper, real music, this. Because this is actually part of a movement, an underground movement of coffee shop concerts. And these are in Highlands. They're engineered and managed by Emma Shearer. So I actually went along to one at the Strathpeffer coffee shop. Now, I should point out that when I say coffee shop, I am actually talking about a coffee shop. Some of you may come from different parts of the world. We have listeners as far away as Warrington and Huddersfield, and you might have ideas that coffee shops are actually something very different, but actually this coffee shop sells coffee and cake as well, actually. And anyway, Purple Comedy very much supports the idea that people can, you know, create their own entertainment and actually be creative themselves rather than sit in front of the box like most people do. And one person who I don't think spends very much time sitting in front of the box at all is Emma. And she's been running very successful, these little coffee shops. And what happens is they get acoustic musicians who come along who are, I have to say, of a very surprisingly high quality when I went along. I thought there'd be a couple of blokes with beards chugging away at a keyboard or a guitar. But far from it. These are professional musicians of a very high standard. And when I was there, I was privileged to see the amazing John Gomm. He's an amazing guitarist. And I think this little tune I'm about to play for you is about his girlfriend in Blackpool. I once had a girlfriend in Blackpool. It's a cold place, Blackpool. Anyway, here, for your delight, is the amazing John Gomm. Recorded live.
your hand. And he had a tattoo that the years had turned blue. They said, don't come with me. And I remember your house. In the yard was a kitchen sink. And your mom would make tea and Benson's for free and tip me the wink.
John Gomp, ladies and gentlemen, recorded live at Strathpeffer. My little purples, I hope you enjoyed that, my purple people. I thought it was very good. Now, another little development amongst the arts and culture of the Highlands is a website that's being developed by High Arts. It's called Northings, and it's really, I suppose, the High Arts website's become, I suppose you'd have to say, too big for its own boots, and it's split in half. And the High Arts side, which has got services and things about events and all that sort of stuff, is still running. But the Northings, which is essentially the magazine side of the website, is now got its own little website. And the good thing about that is it's a bit like Facebook. You can go on there and you can have your own little groups, you can have discussions about the arts. And I think it's going to really take off. It's going to be something really big. So I'll put a link to that website on my website for the show. I'll also put a links to John Gomm's website. And if I can find one for Emma Shearer and her coffee shops, I'll put that on as well. Well, I'm off now. This November, I'll be performing in Glencoe. I'm actually going to be performing as Alistair Crowley for the Edinburgh JMCS after their dinner. And that'll either be fun or a complete disaster. I'm not really sure which, but, you know, we like to live dangerously on Purple Comedy, as you know. So I think we're very rarely here. We'll have a proper musician, play us out. And this is John Gomm. And this song, I think, is about a goddess who lives in a waterfall. As I say, it's recorded live, so the quality is a bit variable. But I do hope you've enjoyed it. I do hope you enjoy it, and I hope you've enjoyed this resurgence of purple comedy. I'd like to thank Richard Pulsford for being on the show, and for allowing me to gig at his very fine comedy gigs in Edinburgh. Guys, I really am good to you, because I'm going to put a link to Richard Pulsford's website about Mirth Control on this website, so you'll be able to go there as well. It's just amazing, isn't it, what you can do here? Well, I hope you've enjoyed Purple rising from the ashes like Phoenix. It was good, wasn't it? I don't know when I'll get to do another one, because I'm so busy. But I will be doing another one. Nice to speak to you. I've been John Burns. You've been listening to Purple Comedy. Here is John Gomm.
In fact, you actually begin
my will.